T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeffrey Toobin, CNN's chief legal analyst, who I have had respect for. He's also a reporter journalist for The New Yorker magazine. He has been suspended from The New Yorker and suspended from CNN. CNN said that Jeffrey Toobin has been asked to take some time off while he deals with his personal issue. Do you know what he did? Jeffrey Toobin exposed himself during a Zoom call with colleagues. He said it was an accident. What, he didn't know he was doing it? Now, apparently, he didn't know it was visible. Look, we've got to talk about this. People are just cray-cray. We'll get to that in just a moment. Also, there's a video on our Facebook page, WWL Radio, where I talk about President Trump's choice that you have here. The American dream or a socialist hellhole, and also Christmas being canceled if Biden wins. You can become part of that conversation right now. It's live going on right now on WWL Radio Facebook. On the road, Gretchen, welcome to WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi. Did you have a comment?
Oh, I thought I already said it. I was just saying that you're very naive.
I am? In what way?
Yes, you are. Well, a few days ago, you were making a comment about not being concerned about socialism because you said, oh, that can't happen, can it? Someone can't just decide and say, okay, we're going to have a socialist society.
Right.
And it actually can happen very easily. All you have to do is flip the Senate and packing the Supreme Court, and there you go, you have it.
Okay, so that's all you have to do? That's it?
Yes.
Do you know how difficult it is to pack the Supreme Court and to take control of the Senate? Do you know how difficult that is? And do you know how long that takes?
So Democrats, not if they pack the court. It can take literally months.
Who's going to resign? Oh, you mean if they expand the court? Is that what you're saying? Because who's going to resign? How are Democrats? If Biden wins, how are Democrats going to stack the court?
You just add seats to the Supreme Court.
Okay, so you're talking about adding seats to the court. Well,
absolutely.
I don't know if that's
the big issue. That's the one that Biden wouldn't answer. He's been avoiding that question about it. And then he says he's not a fan of packing the court, but he didn't say, no, I will not pack the court. And even if he does, it doesn't mean he's going to, honor that.
Well, that's true. I mean, I think you should answer the question, and I'm against packing the court.
I think that these are real big issues, and this business about everyone get out and vote, it doesn't matter if you're not an informed voter. Just going out and voting is not the answer. I mean, most of these people are not really informed about anything, about the major issues.
Well, and then you've got some people who are so informed when it comes to QAnon, I don't think they should vote. I mean, they're informed about things that are just fantasy.
Well, that's true. And another thing about climate change, we're at the end of an ice age. At one time, the Earth was one block of ice, and at one time, it was all water. Yeah. So that's another issue.
I remember that. That was the early days of me getting into, when I was just getting into radio. I remember talking about that.
Yeah, so anyway, I mean, the Earth might be getting hotter, but hell, it's the end of an ice age. And they never address the issue of the oceans. like marine life. That's on the verge of being decimated. No one talks about all the plastic going into the ocean. That's
yeah, I see all these. Critical. I see all these fishing reports on the news, and they seem to be catching all these fish.
Yeah, well, just wait 50 years, and we'll see how many fish we have left.
Okay. So I don't think you should be so concerned about socialism, because what with what you just said, that does not make me think that we're going to suddenly become a socialist nation. Now, I did say that sometime in the future, when millennials become the establishment, there are things that can change. But there's nothing that's going to change dramatically if Biden becomes president. And I think you're fear-mongering if you spread that word. But this is America. You can fear-monger if you want.
All of my peers are we're very concerned about
You can all fear-monger. This is America. You can do that if you want to.
I know, but it's changing. Listen, what happened to personal responsibility is
well, I agree with that. Gretchen,
personal responsibility.
What about the stimulus? Are you in favor of this stimulus package going through?
I wasn't in favor of the way that it was administered. You know, I think there are some real issues, especially people in the the service industry. But to give everyone that money, I mean, at least half didn't. Their financial situation didn't change, and that was, you know. But they had to do it quickly, you know.
How do you feel about the government?
I think when we do our 2020 taxes, everyone whose income. Yeah. With, you know, a certain minimum, they should have to pay all that back.
Yeah. How do you feel about, and then I guess you'd feel the same way about people who accepted money because their homes flooded or because they were damaged during a storm?
Well, there were a lot of people made a choice and they didn't get flood insurance. And
so they should get nothing from the government?
Hold on, I'm not finished. So what they did, it was citizens' insurance. They didn't charge a high enough premium for the flood insurance. So what happened is the company went broke. So what they did is they started taxing. They started adding a citizens' fee to the insurance that people have been having all along to make up for that. And it's like you're charging someone for the negligence of another. You know what I'm saying? They made
I get it.
Not get flood insurance. Okay, so why should people?
So you don't think that. So at least you're consistent. You don't want the government to help anybody after a storm.
No.
We might as well do away with FEMA. Well, they shouldn't give anybody any money.
That's not what I said. I believe in helping systems.
But that is a form of socialism. That is a socialistic aspect of what our government does. But we're not a socialist nation, Gretchen. And we're not going to become a socialist nation. Not in the immediate future. And if Biden wins, I hope you call me back. Because if we do become a socialist nation, I'll be the first to admit that I'm wrong. But I'm not worried about it right now. And that doesn't make me naive.
I'm concerned for the younger generation.
The younger generation will take care of itself in the same way that we took care of ourselves. And this country's going to be different when a younger generation takes over. Some will change and some may remain the same. The baby boomers changed a lot. And I don't know how much a young generation is going to change, but right now a young generation is very interested in the government doing more for people. And once they become the establishment, that's their decision. It's not ours anymore.
Yeah. I know. Well, hopefully we won't be around.
Well, I hope I am. Gretchen, I'm glad you called. It was an interesting conversation. From Kenner, Ed, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, good afternoon to you as well. I'm calling. It's amazing that these people do not know anything about socialism, democracy, capitalism, what it is.
That's right.
Socialism and capitalism are two financial forms of government, and you need a little of each to run a government. We are too big to be committed solely to a socialistic nation. Nonetheless, we have a lot of services that are socialist, and that's fine. Now, capitalism, I'm for that, but you need safeguards like unions, what have you. And so, you know, you kind of got to, you know, go along with common sense more than anything, but all these people calling in, they didn't know beans about really what they're talking about. You know, they just hear it, repeat it. You know, I wish they would do a little research.
Well, Ed, that's the problem, is that, you know, you can kind of tell when people are picking up something from conservative social media or conservative media. There seems to be these trends in what people are saying, and I hear it on this show. There are themes of what people talk about, and this is fear mongering, but it's not reality. And I'm glad that we have the opportunity and the freedom to set the record straight here on our show this afternoon.
Yeah, well, I think you're doing an amazing job. I think you're moderate, and that's good. Unlike some of your other cohorts, you know. And I appreciate you taking my call. I just thought
all right,
I'd
Ed.
Get that as well. Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, Ed, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Slidell. Danny, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. I enjoy your show. I think you call it is. You're fair. You hear both sides out. But I want to put Scoot on the spot right now. 2 weeks to go. Who are you going to vote
all right.
for, Scoot?
I don't ever say. You know that, Danny. You know, I never say.
Yeah, I know, but you're trying to play both sides of each one. And
no, I'm not. No, I'm not. It's just my personal. It's my professional decision, and I've never said on the air who I vote for in elections, locally or statewide or nationally.
But you're leading people, and I don't think it's fair that you don't. At least Newell, look what he done. He let it out.
What did he do?
Jay Bell, for Edwards. I mean. I'm not going to not listen to the show that if you don't vote who I vote for. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm torn. I don't know. But I think you do. And
well, I have a reason to not say anything, and it's because of the years that I've been in this business. I know how the audience reacts. And when I started doing talk radio, I don't think I did it during when I was doing music radio, but certainly since I started doing talk radio, I've never said who I vote for. And I realize that that is something that aggravates a lot of people, but there's a reason that there's a curtain on the voting booth, because that's something that can and needs to be private. I mean, it doesn't have to be private, but if you want it to be private, it can be.
But Mom always said you shouldn't ask somebody who they voted for or how much they make. And I respect that, and I'm going to let you go. I respect your opinion. Thank you.
Right, but wait a minute. But, Danny, really, how much do you make?
Have a good day.
All right, Danny. You too. Election Day is 2 weeks from today. And as that day of reckoning gets closer, President Trump's predictions get crazier. To Americans that possess any degree of common sense, the president's wild predictions of what will happen if Joe Biden wins the election lead to a strong conclusion that President Trump is becoming a little bit unhinged. Trump's warning that if Biden wins the election, America will become a socialist nation, and it will be run by the most progressive thinkers on the left, and that cities will be burned down is beyond absurd. Instilling fear that police departments across the country will be disbanded and law and order will become a free-for-all in cities and in the suburbs, and the suburbs will not even exist as they do today. All of this is based on no reasonable thought process. And under President Biden, the suburbs will disappear and religion will be gone from American society. President Trump predicted that if Biden wins, China will own the United States. I'm not sure they don't now, but that China, under Biden, China will own the United States, and you're going to have to learn Chinese. Well, maybe there should be a mandate to learn a second language in this country. But I don't think it's because we're going to be owned by China, we're going to have to learn Chinese. Gee, I remember during the Cold War, we were told that we were going to have to learn Russian. If communism spread. So this is an old fear tactic. It's an old fear tactic. You have a choice of whether or not to accept it. But of all the dire predictions President Trump has made, through mostly unchallenged interviews on the Fox News channel, at rallies, and through his Twitter account, Trump's warning at the rally in Carson City, Nevada, over the weekend, that Joe Biden will cancel Christmas, is the most laughable of all. Trump told supporters at the rally in Carson City that if Biden wins, quote, the Christmas season will be canceled. Look, let's first diffuse the ridiculousness of this prediction by stating the obvious, well-known fact. If Biden wins the election, he's not going to become president until January 20th, 2021. How would he be in a position to cancel Christmas? If President Trump is so smart and such a capable leader, then how can it be justified that he makes such baseless, radical predictions? Do Trump's loyal political allies like Congressman Steve Scalise and Senators John Kennedy and Bill Cassidy, do they believe that if Biden wins, Christmas is going to be canceled? It's difficult to believe that they would hold such a stupid notion as real. But as Trump's political allies, if they refuse to be honest about what he says in terms of making people afraid of things like Christmas is going to be canceled, then those who fail to counter the ridiculous claims by the president are to some degree complicit and take ownership in the absurdity. Since we have 2 weeks until the election, let's think of some more things that President Trump might come up with to scare us if Biden becomes president. Cancel Easter, because remember, religion will be gone. Cancel Groundhog Day, because it's a mistreatment of a helpless animal. Puts too much pressure on an animal. How about cancel Memorial Day? Because Biden's going to no longer want any celebration of anything that has to do with wars that we were in the past. And maybe even cancel the 4th of July. We no longer want to celebrate a flawed country. More frightening than the desperate, nonsensical predictions being made by President Trump is the reality that many proud Americans have given up their rights to be independent thinkers and are drinking the Kool-Aid. If you would like to join us with your comment this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. God bless you. I can just see on my visual here that Ian Hoke in the studio just sneezed, so God bless you. If you want to join us, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870, 504-260-1870. And I think it would be fun this afternoon, on and off throughout the show, to talk about some of the ridiculous things that might happen if Biden wins. Or maybe we could start adding some ridiculous things that might happen if Trump is reelected. Because this idea that if Joe Biden wins, the Christmas season is going to be canceled is at best laughable. But some people will choose to believe that. Again, if you want to join us, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. Did you watch Monday Night Football last night? Man, Andy Dalton, quarterback for the Cowboys now. This song is dedicated to him. Whoa. Yeah, the Cowboys have got some problems. And poor Andy Dalton, the guy was with the Cincinnati Bengals for so long and didn't win much and looked like he was going to be a great backup quarterback, and he might still be. He just kind of has to get in the swing of things. But, hey, it was kind of fun having two Monday night games last night. I'm Scoot. Hang on, we're coming right back. This is WWL. And at some point in our future, I strongly believe that we will get back to a more ordinary world. I'm Scoot, Tuesday afternoon. Glad you're with us, 2 weeks away from Election Day. The blog that I wrote, Trump Warns That Biden Will Cancel Christmas, is on our website, WWL.com. And also there's a video posted on our Facebook page, WWL Radio. And it's about the choice that Trump says we have. It's between the American dream and a socialist hellhole. You can also become part of that conversation by going to our Facebook page, WWL Radio. Before I get back to your calls, let's go to senior studio producer Ian Oak with a couple of your text messages.
I have to begin with a quick announcement. I regret to say that I'm going to be taking a temporary leave of absence, or maybe you could even call it a suspension, after being caught sneezing in our video call. I know I'm in the workplace, but it was a private
moment. You couldn't have waited?
I
couldn't have waited?
I didn't think it was on. I didn't know. I mean, how could I know that this camera that is pointing at me
You sneezed. You're on. I've got you on this Zoom phone conversation here. I couldn't hear you, but I could tell you sneezed, and I said, God bless you. And sneezing during the show like that is just not acceptable. And, yes, Ian, we're going to have to accept your request for leave of absence.
I'm going to have to take some time to reflect on my actions.
Next time, when you feel that urge to sneeze, you know, try to wait. You know, I mean, sometimes, you know, people just have the urge to sneeze, and you get the feeling they can't wait. It's like, oh, my God, I can't wait. I'm going to sneeze right now. I mean, you know, you never want to sneeze, like, in front of your parents or your kids, or you don't want to sneeze in front of your colleagues. So try to control yourself, even when you have the strong desire to sneeze.
I got a handful of texts here. The first one comes in and says, a Biden victory is a vote for socialism, which squelches Christianity. Do your homework. He wasn't referring to Christmas 2020, but all those beyond 2020. Refresh yourself on the Black Lives Matter platform. In his own words, he is the Democratic Party, and you should know what that means.
Well, I don't care if it's this Christmas or next Christmas. Joe Biden is not going to cancel Christmas. I guarantee that. I promise you that, and I will be here to say I'm wrong if I'm wrong. And I wonder how many of you would be willing to bet that if Joe Biden becomes president, Christmas will be canceled. It is a laughable prediction. Okay, let's do another one.
I'm sure Scoot won't reply to this text. I love WWL, and Scoot is allowed to have his opinion, but what can't talk about some of the stupid quotes Biden says? I wish he would just share both sides.
Well, give me one. Send me one. I mean, Biden said some stupid things, and we've talked about some of the stupid things that Biden has said, but he doesn't give me the material that Trump gives me. And if I'm missing something, if Biden says something really stupid and I miss it, because I can't be aware of everything, but President Trump is just everywhere with all this ridiculousness. Please let me know what Biden said, and I'll talk about it. I promise. One more.
I think this is in regards to canceling Christmas. Trump was being sarcastic. It amazing be you push the point and highlight your ignorance or your liberal agenda? Question mark.
Well, it's interesting that every time Trump says something really, really stupid and totally indefensible, somebody always says, oh, he was just being sarcastic. Or he was just kidding. And many of the things that have been said to be a joke or sarcasm on the part of the president after he said something really stupid, there's no sign that he was being sarcastic at the time. It's only afterwards that he says something stupid that people have to go back and say, oh, that's not true, because they can't believe that he would say something that dumb. From Bridge City, Sherry, you're now on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hey, that was a good job on your little op-ed on the Christmas thing. It is ridiculous. But anyway, in replying to Gretchen, you did a good job with her. Because I thought she was a mean old lady. I thought she was very rude when she said, all these people are uninformed. I found myself yelling at the radio saying, really? Who's all these
well,
people?
Sherry, I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to disagree with you on one point.
Okay.
I don't think she was. Think she was that old. She might be an angry, mean lady, but she didn't sound like she was that old to me.
Okay, you're right. That was presumptuous of me. She was
a mean person.
Okay, you're right.
Okay.
That's a good clarification. I mean, she was probably, you know, 25. But anyway, then I didn't like the thing about where she said that people who got some kind of stimulus money should pay that back. I'm thinking, who the heck are you to make that judgment? I mean, she was just mean and, like, I felt like she was kind of privileged and very insensitive. Anyway, that's all I have to say, and I'll hang up now.
All right, Sherry, I appreciate the call. Thank you for your support. I thought she kind of had sort of a mean attitude. I mean, she was insistent that, I mean, I didn't lose my temper or anything, but she was insistent that we're going to become a socialist nation if Joe Biden wins. And she called me naive for not believing that. Let's go to Abita Springs. And Jeff, welcome to our show.
Yeah. Scoot, I just wanted to ask you, what did you do for Easter this year?
I went to Mass.
I mean, I can tell you right now, Easter was pretty much canceled. I know a lot of people weren't able to do a lot of the things that they would have liked to have done for Easter. And I can tell you right now, if Mardi Gras would have been during the COVID crisis, it would have been canceled. So don't
if you,
act like,
if you define,
like it's beyond the any possibility.
Jeff,
that, you know,
if you if you define on. If you define Easter as getting candy, an Easter basket, and an Easter egg hunt, then you're entitled to believe that. But Easter is a different has a different meaning for me. So I appreciate the call.
You know I'm not talking
that's really
about that.
No, that's exactly what Come you're on, talking
dude.
About, Jeff. You said
man.
Easter
on,
you said
Be
Easter
honest,
was basically
man.
No, I'm being honest, Jeff. Don't call this show and say things like Easter was canceled when maybe an Easter parade was canceled, but that doesn't cancel Easter. Nothing cancels the celebration of the resurrection. And if you think something like a parade or
Come
not
on,
getting
an
Easter egg hunt, well, Jeff, think before you call the show, okay? Just think.
You think that's what Trump was talking about?
Think when before you call the show.
Do you really think that's what Trump was talking about?
Yes. This is all part of this stupid,
really?
Ridiculous, nonsensical war on
how
Christmas.
Can we cancel that?
You
this
can't.
That
how can you?
A long time ago with Jesus being born. How can anybody cancel that?
How can you? That's my point. And you defied that when you called the show. Jeff, I got to move on, man. It would probably be interesting to talk to you for a while, but I really have to get to a break here. Christmas is a celebration of the birth of Christ. There is no war on celebrating the birth of Christ. Nobody's ever told me I can't do that. And I do that every year. And Jeff just asked me, what did I do for Easter? I went to Mass. And boy, that threw him off. Because he was defining Easter as Easter egg hunts, Easter bunnies, and parades. You can cancel those things. But Jeff, you cannot cancel Easter or Christmas. So what about this stimulus package? People are waiting for it. Is it going to happen? I think there's a midnight deadline tonight. I think both sides are to blame. You know, you can say the left is more to blame than the right, whatever, but I'd like our politicians to do what is best for the American people and not bicker over politics. I'm Scoot. We're coming back. This is WWL. I want to thank those of you who have texted in to correct me. I did not go to Mass Easter Sunday. I answered from the standpoint of the history of my life, of what I do every Easter. But this Easter was different because of the pandemic. So I didn't go to Mass this Easter. But if churches had been open, I would have gone to Mass. And basically what I'm saying is that's how I define Easter. I define Easter by going to Mass. I don't define Easter by Easter parades that are canceled. Easter egg hunts that are canceled. I don't define Easter in that way. In the same way that I don't define Christmas by the Christmas tree or the presents. You know, yes, you could cancel Mardi Gras, but you can't cancel Ash Wednesday. So I stand corrected. But I answered instinctively from my heart, because when you ask me how I celebrate Easter, that means going to Mass. That cannot be canceled. And Christmas cannot be canceled. But the notion that Joe Biden wants to cancel Christmas, now people say, oh, he didn't really mean that. He sure says a lot of things he doesn't mean. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We're coming right back. This is WWL. All right, we've got a lot going on this Tuesday afternoon. I'm Scoot, really glad you're with us. I've got an email here that says, hey, Scoot, online to vote in Harahan, about 30-minute wait, not too bad. So good to see so many people out here. Didn't bring my headphones, so missing your show today. Damn, as far as Biden canceling Christmas, he would get Melania Trump's vote now. You know what she has said about Christmas. Yeah, she goes to a lot of trouble for Christmas, and I think she said nobody blanking cares about Christmas or something to that effect. Interesting, she isn't traveling the campaign trail with the big lying blank, incredible what he called CNN. Oh, yeah, he called everybody at CNN, what he called them? It's lying bastards? Dumb bastards. Yeah, it was dumb bastards. Really? Wait a minute. Come on, Don. You call them dumb bastards and you wonder why they're coming after your ass? I mean, what is there to wonder about that? And they're doing their job. They're talking about what you're talking about. Anyway, Doug, thank you very much for the text. I'm sorry, for the email. You can also send me an email, scoot@wwl.com. So LaToya Cantrell has met with Saints officials. And apparently there's a slight possibility that fans will be in the dome. The best thing about fans being in the dome Sunday for the game against the Panthers would be tailgating. And would be all the stuff that would be going on around the dome. I'm assuming that would happen. Now, if you do that, social distance and wear a mask and just be smart about it. We'll be talking more about that a little bit later. Also, this chief legal analyst with CNN, Jeffrey Toobin. Did you hear what Jeffrey Toobin did while he's on a Zoom call? Well, some of you heard it. If you missed it, we'll talk more about that in just a minute. Rush Limbaugh says that his lung cancer is terminal. I thought it was. I hope the best for Rush. If this is true, he's battling stage 4 lung cancer, which I do believe. But he apparently had a slight setback. Rush says it's not dramatic, but it's going in the wrong direction. So I wish Rush Limbaugh the best, sincerely. Also, Trump continues to attack Fauci, and I don't understand why the president of the United States, thinks that he knows more than a doctor. And Fauci is not the only doctor, but Fauci is a doctor who is head of part of his administration and what they're dealing with all of this. You know, I also want to add another part to the conversation this afternoon. I kind of talked about this in the blog that I wrote, which is on our website, WWL.com. It's about Trump talking about canceling Christmas. He said, if Biden wins, quote, the Christmas season will be canceled. Well, that is not only ridiculous, but it's laughable. And yet I've got a lot of people that seem to be explaining what he really meant. Does Trump ever say what he means? He's talking about if Biden wins, we're going to all have to learn Chinese because China will own the country. And he talks about the suburbs disappearing and all religion disappearing from American society. The president doesn't have the power to do that. Even if Biden wins, he doesn't have the power to do that. But this is obviously something that is catching on, and I think there's a feeling of desperation. I'm not sure why, because Trump supporters are very confident he's going to win, and I don't think it's safe to believe the polls that show that he's behind in many key states. I think the electoral vote prediction right now is Trump is way, way behind. It takes 270 to win, and the last I saw was Biden was at like a 260 and Trump was at 193. But again, I don't think it's safe to believe the polls. I don't think you should do that. But yet there seems to be this desperation among Trump supporters, and I'm seeing it in my family. I'm seeing it with friends. I'm seeing it with people around me. It's like they're trying to save my political soul. Like they're trying to save me because they think I might vote for Joe Biden. And because I come on the air and I'm not a Trump sycophant. And because of that, there are people who are, I think people even within my inner circle, they're trying to convince me to be otherwise. I can only be honest. And yes, this is a red state. And I know that many of my views are not congruent with the conventional wisdom of a red state. But my responsibility to you and to myself is to be honest. And you can disagree with me. And that's okay. And those who disagree can call, can text, send me an email. And we get a lot of dissension, a lot of people who disagree on the air. And again, that's our choice to run the show that way. We don't have to. There are radio talk show hosts that gear shows toward just nothing but reinforcement of what they talk about. We don't do that. You know, maybe I would be richer. Maybe I would even be more popular in some areas if I was a strict conservative. But that's not who I am. And I can't pretend to be that on the air. So maybe I'm giving up money. I've thought about this a lot in my career recently. I may be giving up the opportunity to make more money. Because if I applied my talent to being totally conservative with everything that I do on this show, my life might be totally different. But it wouldn't be honest. Maybe I'm the stupid one. But that's what I get for being the honest one. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And from Metairie, Mike, I want to thank you for hanging on. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Hey, Scoot, just a couple of things. I was calling on the Christmas comment, but I have to say something about China. I think your cavalier attitude towards the risk of China eventually being a high risk for the United States is extremely naive. I'd be glad to discuss that with you. But just moving on to the Christmas comment, that is obviously hyperbole on Trump's part. Hyperbole is used by everybody in our country, certainly in politics. I'll give you an example. Defund the police. That's hyperbole. Defund means to stop the flow of funds too. I don't think that's what the left is talking about. It's hyperbole. It's exaggeration for effect. Okay? And that's simply what Trump was doing. And your attempt at being provocative by highlighting that is just silly. You also threw out a few things. You know, what else is Trump going to say Biden will get rid of? Columbus Day, July 4th, and you rattled off a few other things. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think those are all open to get rid of. They're already talking about Columbus Day should go away.
Yeah, I didn't mention Columbus Day, but that's one.
Think about as recently as 5 years ago, Scoot. Who would have thought in our country we'd see unabated crime for months in a major American city? That would have been unthinkable. Who would have thought 5 years ago we'd have American monuments being taken down with impunity? Who would have thought 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, we'd be talking about defunding the police, i.e. giving them less funding rather than more? Who would have thought that in Dallas, the DA of Dallas, I think it was about 2 years ago, had said that any theft of staple goods from any store up to $700 wouldn't be prosecuted? Who would have thought that 5 years ago? Who would have thought we'd have a real coup on the American presidency that is now based on a proven lie of this Russian collusion? We don't have to debate that. But it was really a coup on the American presidency that lasted 3.5 years. Who would have thought all that stuff could have happened? So, yes, is July 4th up for grabs, Columbus Day, and a number of the other things? I mean, anything is possible in the country we live in today based on just the things that I mentioned to you. And I don't think we can easily just say, oh, gosh, that can never happen. I think I'm about the same age you are. I think about the first time in our life we can envision crazy things happening to our country.
Well, it is the year 2020, and there are some crazy things that have happened this year, and there have always been some crazy things that have happened. I refuse to accept your equating an investigation with a coup. But you can certainly do that. I have said many times that I thought the Democrats were overzealous in their pursuit of President Trump. But there were a lot of people close to the president who pleaded guilty. They admitted that they did wrong. So there was information there worth going after. The president somehow was not part of that, or they protected the president. I just don't think it is even probable to worry about this country becoming a socialist country in the immediate future. Maybe when millennials become the establishment, if they hold their values now, that is something that is more possible than it is today. I'm talking about the immediacy of a Biden presidency. I don't think Christmas is going to be canceled. I don't think the war on Christmas is going to continue. I have said on this show for years after years that the war on Christmas is a fake rallying cry for Christians, because there's no way that anybody can take Christmas away from you. So, you know, you have the freedom to believe what you want to believe. I think in a lot of ways China owns this country already, but I don't think we're going to get to the point where we're going to have to learn Chinese, not at least in the immediate future. I can't predict what happens in the long range. So we disagree, Mike.
Scoot, let's talk China just for a second, because we can go deep on that. I don't think we have time for it. China, the second largest economy, growing at about 7% a year versus the U.S. growing at 2.5% a year. It's only a matter of time before they overtake us economically and therefore militarily. With the bigger your economy is, the more you can throw to your military. They are a communist regime. They are imprisoning and enslaving their people as we speak right now. They're an evil nation. And they were allowed into the World Trade Organization in 1990. We thought they'd be more like us. We thought they'd embrace capitalism. Wrong big time. It's only a matter of time before they get significantly larger than us, and they can then fund their military more. They're a communist regime. You may remember Nazi Germany in the late 30s. That is not unthinkable that China could move in that direction as we allow them to grow unabated through horrible trade policies. So you have to admit, I think even you would admit, that what Trump did with China was probably a good idea, because I know all the lefties, Schumer, Pelosi, all the other countries were saying, go Trump, you're doing the right thing. So I think your cavalier attitude on China is really a bit naive.
Well, we can disagree on that, Mike. I've got to get to a break here. I appreciate the call. I've got one more story to get to before the break, but let me just say very quickly here that my attitude toward China is not cavalier. China needs us. China needs us because we are such a big customer of China. The trade between the U.S. and China should be fair. But we need to do a better job of taking care of ourselves. If we're letting China get ahead, maybe it's because we didn't do enough to curtail the pandemic here in the beginning, and it affected our economy more than it should have. Maybe the effect on our economy would have been worse for a shorter period of time, but it would be essentially over by now. So there are a lot of different ways to look at this. And again, China needs us. We help support China. And one of the best relationships that a democracy can have with a communist country is providing a market. Economically, we need each other, and the Chinese understand that as well. All right, so Jeffrey Toobin, this political analyst for CNN. So he's on a Zoom call. He's been suspended from the New Yorker magazine and suspended from CNN because he exposed himself during a Zoom call with colleagues, and he said it was an accident. Now, an accident is, you know, you accidentally knock something over. I mean, did he accidentally take it out? I mean, he knew what he was doing. He took it out. Now he's saying that he didn't understand what he was doing. Oh, he didn't understand that it was visible. Look, if we're on a Zoom call together, please don't do that. You know, just, you know, do that later. I mean, seriously. I mean, obviously, Jeffrey Toobin couldn't wait. I mean, just wait, Jeffrey, just wait. You're on a Zoom call. Don't do that. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.